After a long career as a community psychologist and talking with parents about their children's behaviour problems, I can draw a distinction between an earlier time and now. In the 1990s, I saw a lot of parents who complained that their children were answering them back or just not listening. These were the main reasons that parents came to see me. In other words, most parents were having problems with their children's behaviour. At one stage, I had a 6-month wait list for the first appointment in my practice. Back then, I estimate that over 80% of my caseload was seeing the parents of children with difficult behaviour. The remaining 20% of my client load involved children who were anxious. Nowadays, things have changed. I can safely say more children are behaving anxiously compared with previously. So, is it possible that we are seeing more and more children affected by anxiety? Or are more people perceiving situations as more anxiety-provoking than used to be the case? Some childhood behaviours don't seem that serious at first, and often parents think children will grow out of a certain problematic behaviour. However, without the right intervention, anxious behaviour can often escalate over time. One way anxiety manifests in children is in the development of faulty thinking habits. A child's anxiety can manifest itself in the form of anxious talking and anxious behaviour. Anxious talking can be heard when a child overuses words or phrases like, "I'm stressed," or "I can't cope." Anxious behaviour can be noticed when we see a child being more reticent or more wary than usual. Often, when children with anxiety concerns are not doing well, they tend to avoid situations they find uncomfortable, unless they have learnt how to overcome their anxious feelings or fears. Overcoming these anxieties is something that can and must be learnt by children as they weigh up how to respond to life's difficult moments. It's also something you are in the driver's seat in supporting them to do. Helping your child be the boss of their anxiety will be one of the most important parenting tasks you will ever undertake. You'll want to encourage your child to be brave, to take risks, and to try out new things. But the problem is that if you're short on time or you don't want any drama, there's always a temptation to jump in to fix things or to take charge of the situation where you end up solving problems for them. Children are naturally on the lookout for their parents' help so they can cope. Most parents are reluctant to simply witness their child's distress. When this happens, some of us give in to our child's reticence. This type of parent behaviour is very common, but there's a middle path between backing off and challenging your child to face their fears, which is what I want to show you. I will show you how to help your child not freak out at the whiff of a problem, and that's what we'll be focusing on, how you can help your child handle life's problems constructively. The main process I will show you in The Anxiety Coach is one in which you will play a starring role in helping your child develop capacity to handle life's challenges. The plain truth is that if your child is to be the boss of their anxiety, you will need to teach them how to do it. It doesn't come naturally. If you can imagine a future situation where your child was emotionally stronger and you only had to do a minimum amount of calming maintenance of their mental state, that's what I would like for you. In the book, I give a guide for helping your child manage anxiety in the preschool to 13-year-old age group. I give you case studies from families and children I have met, a flowchart to help you make quick decisions, a few simple worksheets to complete, and tips for implementing what's in the book. What the book is about. There is a now broad agreement among anxiety researchers that about 1/3 of anxiety in children is due to genes and temperament, while 2/3 of anxiety habits are learnt. This means that children mostly learn anxious thinking habits in the way they interact with others or situations. Even if your child is temperamentally predisposed to anxious behaviour, you will be able to show them the necessary skills for managing their anxious behaviour once you've read this book.